Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Two more shootings last night in Brownsville, Brooklyn. In one, a 9-year-old girl and an 11-year-old girl were shot while playing in a playground. A 20-year-old was shot in another. And this comes just a day after a 14-year-old was shot by a gun in an apartment at the Howard Houses in Brownsville.
On Sunday morning, a 12-year-old boy allegedly shot and killed his 14-year-old cousin. He's been charged with manslaughter at a housing project here in Brownsville. Then we learned overnight a 20-year-old, he was shot in the chest and wounded on 96th Street. Here on Dean Street last night, this playground, the 9 and 11-year-old girls wounded by gunfire right near PS 178. Mona Davids with the New York City School Safety Coalition.
It doesn't matter if you use a gun. It doesn't matter if you assault, if you rob. It's going to be okay because you're just going to go to family court and the revolving door known as family court is going to let you out. And what we're really doing is we're creating super criminals.
Shooting so far in Brownsville this year, up 64%. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Police are looking for the two suspects who robbed three boys in Corona, Queens on Sunday. It happened around 4 in the afternoon on 103rd Street and Roosevelt Avenue. The suspects walked up to a 13-year-old and two 12-year-olds and threatened them with a sharp object. They stole two cell phones and then fled. The boys were not hurt, but we have pictures of the suspects at 1010winds.com. State lawmakers in New York and Governor Hochul are reportedly working on a bill which would tighten social media restrictions for children under 18. One part of the legislation would force social media companies to show content in chronological order rather than have the apps automatically display the feeds.
A lot of the debate we've been having in this country around apps like TikTok have been about its algorithm and the way that it steers people towards certain types of content.
That's tech analyst Ian Scheer. The measure would also prohibit platforms from sending minors notifications during overnight hours without parental consent. The goal is to make social media less addictive. Tech companies are expected to push back, but the measure could be voted on this week. Mayor Adams is reversing course on millions of dollars in planned cuts to the school budgets in the city.
The mayor and school's chancellor, David Banks, and city council speaker, Adrian Adams, held a press conference to make this announcement at public school in Chinatown, agreeing to reverse $127 million in school cuts as the New York City budget deadline approaches. The mayor said the restoration of these cuts will help working families.
We're investing $32 million to protect important long-term New York City public school programs that have been funded with short-term COVID stimulus dollars.
One of the controversial cuts was one that would reduce funding for public schools with declining enrollment. That has been restored. There was some concern that doing that would not allow salary increases that teachers had sought and would hurt recruitment. The money that is being restored will also go toward tutoring and other after-school programs, including the Summer Rising program. There will not be funding for 3K and pre-K, although the mayor said that there are several empty seats and they are trying to find efficiencies within that program so that they do not have to spend more than they need on those early childhood education programs. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
New York City cabbies are caravanning to Albany today in the latest protest against congestion pricing. The cabbies say the increase in fares that congestion pricing would bring is expected to bring down the number of yellow cab trips at a time when cabbies are still at only half the trips they had pre-COVID and would bring more financial hardship to the cabbies. Bhairavi Desai is the executive director of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance.
Now that there's going to be a third tax coming in as part of congestion pricing, that it's the right moment for the state to look at the existing taxes. I mean, the $2.50 and the 50 cents, you know, pay for much lesser programs compared to congestion pricing.
The taxi workers will call for the state legislature to reverse the first two congestion taxes, that $2.50 and the 50 cents. We told you last week about a woman in the Bronx whose dog Milkshake was stolen from her home. Well, two 16-year-old girls have now been arrested for stealing Milkshake. Milkshake, a 10-year-old dachshund, was stolen from the home on Tiffany Place on May 4th. The owner told 1010 Winds at the time that not only was she crushed that Milkshake was gone, she was receiving harassing phone calls taunting her about the loss of her dog. The two teenagers have been charged with grand larceny and harassment. No word yet on if Milkshake has been returned home. The Staten Island ferry that was involved in a deadly crash 20 years ago went unsold at the city's surplus auction. The Andrew J. Barbary was put up for sale with a starting bid of $155,000. It was decommissioned last year after 40 years in service. Bidding has now been extended for another 14 days with a lower starting price, $100,000. The vessel is not in working order and any buyer would have to pour money into fixing it up. 11 passengers were killed, more than 70 injured, when that boat smashed into a concrete pier near the St. George Terminal back in October of 2003.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.